हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, एम आई ऑडिबल प्रभु?
यस
या थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी फॉर द वंडरफुल क्लास. आई जस्ट हैड अ रियलाइजेशन. आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर दैट यस्टरडे आई वाज हियरिंग प्रभुपाद लेक्चर ऑन 1:8:14 श्रीमद् भागवतम. एंड ही वाज सेइंग दैट हाउ सन लाइक यू नो अबाउट द वर्णाश्रम धर्म. एंड ही सेड दैट दैट भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर हैड टू इंट्रोड्यूस संन्यास in Gaudiya Vaishnavism because people were taking Vaishnavas to be cheap, but Vaishnavas are the paramhamsas, and so you know, and the people in Vrindavan, as you were saying, and I was just recollecting the entire lecture of Srila Prabhupada, which is like 41 minutes or so. Okay. and he was saying that you know, because people took it very cheap, and they saying that we are followers of Rupa Goswami, but they were you know smoking bidi. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had to introduce sannyas so that, you know, within our movement, we don't take it cheap and, you know, cross our limits. Otherwise, Vaishnava should only wear white and nothing else, but to, you know, maintain the decorum of the movement. And it was so wonderful, Prabhu, to hear. So I'm so grateful. And as you were saying about the dharma in the lecture, Srila Prabhupada also says that Vrindavan Thakur said, Prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale. Yeah, and then he was saying that whatever dharma is being called, Bhagavad Puran calls it as, you know, it is all rascaldom. And it is such a wonderful, anything apart from Krishna consciousness is rascaldom. Then he said, we cannot say that in public. So I was just recollecting the entire lecture. So thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu, you can go ahead next.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभुजी जी धन्यवाद प्रणाम
प्रभु कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा
प्रभु जी वन क्वेश्चन आई गेट कंफ्यूज्ड वी नो मेनी टाइम्स व्हेन वी से अबाउट पायस एक्टिविटीज आर आल्सो बैड राइट प्रभु बिकॉज दे टेक अस टू द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स सो आई एम ट्राइंग टू सी देर आर दे डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ पायस एक्टिविटीज बिकॉज हियर इन दिस ट्रांसलेशन
यू आर राइट इट सेज पायस एक्टिविटीज तो या सो देयर इज समथिंग भक्ति सुकृति There is bhog onmukh sukruti, technical words. So there is pious activity related to mundane material work. There is pious activity related to devotional work. Although devotional work should not be called as pious activity. But at the same time, here pious activity is taken in a very general term. It's a good work. So good work can be mundane level also. Good work for Vishnu, that's the best and good work. So this verse is talking about bhakti sukruti, pious activities within the realm of Vaishnavas. So the whole point is when you do good to yourself or to non-devotees, that is mundane pious. But when you do good to Vaishnavas, pious activities, which is bhakti sukruti, which is mentioned.
Okay. So pious activity sometimes refer to multiple things, right, Prabhu?
Yeah, you're right. So mundane pious activities, technically, we say that's sin.
Mm-hmm.
Although it appears good on the face, you are doing good to that person, or you're going to us or society. But if you go deep enough, then you will find that that's sin because if you're doing good to somebody, he becomes happy and then he'll forget God more because that good is devoid of Vishnu. So you're actually making him away. Actually, you're taking him away from God. So in deeper sense, that's sin. So then what's left? Left is only devotional activities, isn't it? Which are good. So that is why here they are saying pious activities because demigods have clear clarity in their mind that all of the activities are anyway, they are simple. So they don't make a distinction between daivi pious or asuri pious. You see in that way, they don't make a distinction. They are clear, okay, pious means anything related to Vishnu, everything else is useless. So that's why they don't really add any adjective to pious activities. They don't add any adjective. Let me see. They have not added any adjective here, isn't it? Kemakari shobhanam pious. Yeah. So ahom isha kemakari shobhanam pious. So this these what wonderful and good activities they might have done. That's all. So they didn't add a word, what devotional wonderful activities or what divine wonderful activities. No, it's clear. All of the activities are simple at a deeper level.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavatam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Next, I would request Gail Mataji to ask question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I wanted to follow up on an answer that you just gave just a little while ago about helping out devotees on a material level. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that, you know, to pursue spiritual life, there has to be a certain amount of peace on a material level. And so if someone comes to you very disturbed about things that are troubling them on a material level, I feel for that purpose, right? It seems...
No, I understand your question. You know, you are fine in that sense, but you know what happens is most of the devotees who come with some problem and they're very disturbed, they are not disturbed because of the situation. They are disturbed because of their wrong conceptions in their head. They're looking at the situation in a very wrong way, and I've seen 99% devotees, the situation is not at all disturbing. But they're unnecessarily disturbed because they are not seeing the situation with spiritual eyes. They're seeing the situation with mundane eyes. And that's why devotees who come to me with disturbed, I give them spiritual eyes. And then the next day they were happy. They say, Prabhuji, there was no problem. Unnecessarily, I was being disturbed. It's a crazy idea. So that's the point there. So that should be our first strategy. Otherwise, what we are doing is, if we give them some solution, then it's a quick fix, but they never change from within. Then another problem comes, they again disturb. Another problem, mm-hmm. they again disturb.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So that will benefit them for long run.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. Great. We are on the same page. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, so who is that? Mataji, just a minute. But this Gail, what's this Gail all about? Who was speaking?
Me.
me. So your name is Gail. It's Gail.
Yeah, they call me Gail. They call me Gorangi. I met you at Brooklyn Temple. Remember?
Yeah, I know. I remember you. I remember your voice clearly.
Yeah. That's me.
Okay. Fine. Yeah, Mataji, anybody else?
Yeah, we have one question chat, Prabhuji. I will read it for you by Jyoti Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, as per your teachings here, to become Vaishnava is a process, right? A loop. First, a person has to find out that he is soul and has body. Second, he has to find out guru, teacher, who teach something more about soul. Then third, once he is aware, he tried to purify his actions, karma yoga as per bhakti, then dhyana yoga to clarify and purify karma yoga as per bhakti. Take gyan yoga as per need of purification, then bhakti and then purification, he becomes human. Humility quality comes. And free from three gunas, then after such purification, one is qualified for Vaishnavas. In our case, we directly come to bhakti. So the process has been compressed in Kali Yuga. So we should always remember its shortcut for us and tailored. Question 1, is above loop is correct? Question 2, is it not easy to track our past million aparads and sins as we skip the process, or it will take a hell of time?
No question. Question 1 is, yeah, it's right. Loop is right, but we skip the loop and directly go to bhakti by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That's correct. And the second is past million. So what's the second question? Past million aparadhas, can we track?
Is it not easy to track our past million aparadhas and sins and skip the process, or it will take a hell of time?
No. we don't really need to even know our past million of radhas and this and that. And if we directly come to bhakti and surrender to Krishna, Krishna will take care of all our sins and everything. He says, Sarjanan Paritajje Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. We have to have faith in him. And that's why jnanis and yogis, they don't come to bhakti because they think, you know, first you have to purify and this and that. There are so many millions of radhas. How will it happen? How directly and this and that? And but Krishna says, no. Sarjanan Paritajje Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Have faith in me. I will mokshishyami maso. So I will counter all your sins. You just come to me. I will take care of everything. Just serve me. That is the promise of Lord Krishna. So that is why we take to bhakti with having confidence in his promise, in his words, and not being confused that how will it happen, like jnanis and yogis. And Krishna is expert. He will do whatever is necessary with us. Krishna is very nice. He's very, and dissolve our sins within this life. He can mold us into a perfect devotee within this life, provided we allow him to work on our self. That is the whole point. A desire to serve also means a desire to be molded by his hands when we see his mercy. When these two desires go together, desire to serve and desire to be molded by his hands, which is actually included in desire to serve, then he will do a very fast work on you. You have to allow a surgeon to work on you so that he can operate you. So if we can allow him by not making our own plans and stupid ideas, just allow him. He will get you liberated from this world in this lifetime. And we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with us, who is the most merciful incarnation. And Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, we have whole spiritual world with us. What to fear of? And we just surrender, that's all. That's how it goes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the answer. Prabhuji, do you have time? There is one.
Yeah. Brinda Gopika is there, somebody.
Brinda Gopika Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Srila Prabhupada, I don't have any question. Your lecture is touch to heart and it's useful in day-to-day life. Prabhuji, it's touch to heart that you explained that in the old age, all people are coming, or Vaishnava coming, Sridham Vrindavanam, but Srila Prabhupada will come abroad to give a Krishna consciousness in the heart of all Vaishnava. He passed from so many difficulties. It is very hard to give a Krishna consciousness. In India, everybody knows Krishna, but in abroad, nobody knows Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada came to fulfill the desire of his Guru Deva. So our duty, whatever knowledge we have to spread in our language, Hindi, Gujarati, whatever we hear from you, we will spread Krishna consciousness. In this Kali Yuga, Prabhuji, there is no patience to hear whole class, but the summary of class we will share in Hindi and Gujarati. By that way, we will serve our Guru Parampara and Srila Prabhupada, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dhanam to your Seva. Hare Krishna. And second point you explained, only a half second. Second point you explained about in a Swargaloka, there is a Parichatak and so many happiness, and you explained about the mood of goodness, mood of passion, mood of ignorance. And But Vaishnava's desire is to serve Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath. And we have to serve, we have to give a prasadam to Vaishnava and non-devotee. By that way, Srila Prabhupada dreams that nobody would hungry up to 10 miles from the temple. So we will serve as Das Dasanu Das Prabhu, Prabhuji in abroad, not only Eskon families Vaishnava, but all over the Srimati Shri Gayatri Rani, or Sai Nath Maharaj, or all Shri Swaminarayan Praman. There is a one group of 83 Mataji. 2-3 Mataji is cooking prasadam, 2-3 Mataji is picking prasadam, 2-3 Mataji is drop the prasadam in downtown homeless Vaishnava. Okay. So by that way we will fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire, Prabhuji. It's a teamwork. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti
dhanyavaad. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Gail Mataji. Oh, sorry, Gauranga Mataji.
That's okay. When you were explaining Gauradesh, right? I was wondering, did you include, because I've heard that that refers to Bengal. Is that so?
No, actually, Gauradesh, now that refers to Bengal. But previously, whole Bharatvarsh was called as Gauradesh. Prabhupada explains in the purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gauradesh was the entire Aryavrat. And then what happened was, with the time period, this Gauradesh divided into five parts, which was called as Panchagaur. So these were the regions of Bihar, Maithili, which is Bihar, and then Rajasthan area, and the northern part of MP and Odisha and Bengal. So Panchagaur. So one of the Panchagaur, one of the five Gaur was Bengal and Odisha, that area. And then, so one was this, one was Bihar and UP. Another, second, third was Punjab and Rajasthan. And then fourth was down Gujarat and Maharashtra and MP types. The fourth and fifth was above this Himachal and Kashmir. This was like Panchgaur in a very broad terms. But what happens, but with the time, everybody forgot this Panchgaur. And then only Bengal and Odisha was called as Gauradesh. Other parts people forgot. People got degraded and they got Brahmanas fell down. So by the time 500 years back, when it came to 500 years back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then at that time, only out of five, one Bengal and Odisha that survived. Other five, so people fell down. They became like complete nonsense. Malaysia type, and here, but in this Gauradesh, Bengal and Odisha, there was knowledge and Vedic culture still present. And Chaitanya, and the headquarters of that God Bengal Desh, that was in Mayapur and Napti. And Chaitanya was born there as a big scholar, and then he took his movement from there. So that's the history. So God was entire Bharatvarsh, then it became five parts, and then one part, other lost.
But those other three parts, four. I mean, no, because you mentioned Orissa was still, right? Orissa and Bengal.
No, Orissa and Bengal was one. Orissa and Bengal is one. But previously Orissa and Bengal was one. It was not too different. Later, Orissa and Bengal, they separated. So Odisha and Bengal was one of the Panchgaur, but later that also split into two, and there were other four. So the other one was Bihar, Maithili, and the third was like North Himachal and all these Kashmir area. Fourth was Punjab and Rajasthan, and fifth was like Gujarat and Maharashtra and MP belt here. So just above Vidyachal, that is fourth, the other four.
So when we say that those four fell away, because, you know, Varnashram, wasn't it found in all of those?
It was there in all of them.
But later... If they forgot or they went away, what does that actually mean?
No, that actually means that these people, the Brahmanas, got corrupted. They were involved in sense gratification. They fell down and they left their Vedic culture. They were just reading Vedas in the namesake only, and they become cheaters and all this. It just, the whole system got corrupted.
But, you know, when Advaita Acharya was desperately calling for Lord Chaitanya's advent, I mean, yes, wasn't it because he couldn't find any kind of Vaishnavism anywhere?
No. Yes. See, Advaita Acharya, he came at that time. So best out of the rest. That's the whole point. So in Bengal and Odisha, yeah, there... Mm-hmm. It was the best out of the rest, but there were no Vaishnavas. So that's why Bengal, Odisha, it continued to be called as Gaur. It was in namesake. Otherwise, there are also complete nonsense things were happening. But it was anyway best out of the rest. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it went.
Okay. I guess. Okay, Prabhu, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay. Hare
Krishna. Time, can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Prabhuji, in case while devotees are working in the temple, the some kind of service when management services comes, for Mataji's it's a little easier to go in the mood of servant of the servant of servant, because they have that nature. But for Prabhuji, sometimes it's a challenge there that they want recognition. They want to say that I did this something. Such kind of things are, it is not possible to come out of such things for Prabhuji's. Is how to see this? And is it a nice idea for a Vaishnava to be in that mood to do the menial services and keep going at even when progressing?
Well, you see, for Prabhuji's, I mean to say, yeah, Mataji are generally in some menial services generally, and they like to do that. Prabhuji's wanted to do management and big services. That's always there. That's a male thing. But it's not necessary that people who are doing menial service, they're humble, and people who are doing big service, they're not humble. That's not the case, by the way. It depends on the consciousness. Sometimes a person is having ego that I am doing menial service. That's also, I'm the most humble. So that's also a trap there. I'm the most humble. So humility doesn't come by really. Humility doesn't mean menial service or big service. That's not humility. Humility is all about fulfilling the desire of Lord and leaving our own desire. If we are humble, that means I understand I'm nonsense, I'm useless. Why should I fulfill my desire? I should fulfill the desire of God. That might be big or small. If that consciousness is maintained, then it doesn't matter whether you're doing big or small service. If that consciousness is not there, then any service is useless. So it's not necessary that if Prabhuji are trying to do big services, then it's really necessarily wrong. It's not even right that anybody is doing menial service, it's necessarily that he's always right. It doesn't happen. It is all philosophy, it's all understanding of that person and the consciousness with which he's approaching that service. That's how it goes. So there we have to judge by that consciousness. So if a person might be doing menial service, and if his consciousness is, yes, I should do fulfill the desire of God and not fulfill my own desire, then as a leader, as a manager, we should actually raise him up and tell him, forget this, do something big for Krishna. This menial service anybody can do, but you want to do, and you suppose that person is also having a talent, then you have to raise him up. And on the other hand, if somebody is doing big service and if he's thinking, I am doing something big and that and this kind of thing, then we tell, okay, leave it, you know, come to some menial service, otherwise your whole consciousness getting spoiled. So it's to be judged not by the action but by the consciousness. Otherwise we miss the whole point there. Like that.
Thank you.
It becomes clear, no?
Yes, Prabhuji. Mostly it's on the conscious level, how deep they are in surrender. That matters. It doesn't matter the externally what they are doing.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what a good leader should have. That eyes. Otherwise, he'll do offense, he'll do mismanagement. That we should have eyes to see deep within their heart. A leader should have this quality, otherwise, he can't be a good leader.
If someone feels that if I do, I will be doing better, so I should have this position, I should not leave it to others. If the other person does, it won't be the best.
No, you're right. That's a very usual trap. With everybody, 99.9999% people think, if I don't do it, service will be spoiled. So I should hold this service, not for my sake, but for Krishna's sake, you see. So that justification is there. So it doesn't allow others to, so it doesn't allow others to do that service because, and doesn't want to hand over, he or she because he feels that service will be spoiled. It's not the case. It's not that I want, but that service will be spoiled. That's why I'm doing. And that's a big trap of addiction, by the way. Because if we die, then somebody else will be good in that service. So then that service will be spoiled for eternity. Am I right? That's the logic that they're trying to approach. Because yeah, I'm not there. So that service will be spoiled for eternity. That's absolutely crap. That's the wrong logic. That's even not common sense. So it is said in scriptures, a leader should always try not to hold that service, but try to give that service to others. Rather, it's the opposite. A leader should try to create more leaders. Otherwise, he will fall down. Otherwise, he will have to handle so many things. It will be chaos. And other leaders, and he will develop other leaders when he gives them service. With this catch that there will be some faults in the beginning. Nobody is perfect. So you have to allow that person also to commit mistakes. To allow him. And slowly, with time, he will learn and he will take over that service. And if we don't hand over service to others, people under you will also get the same habit and they will also grab the whole thing and it becomes a mess. So nobody advances, you are there on the top and it's just one man show and one woman show and it's crazy. So, but people don't hand over the service because service will be spoiled and there will be mistakes. But the whole problem is service is not important. The servant is important more than service because service, anyway, Krishna doesn't even want the services. Krishna has created a service to help the servant to elevate. Service is created for the servant to become pure. That's a function of service. Otherwise, service is useless. Krishna can do everything. So the servant is more important than service. Then in that case, even if there are some faults in service, it doesn't matter because the servant should elevate and should learn and should advance. That gives us more happiness rather than perfect service. Because of course, anyway, there is no perfect service. There's no 100%. Nobody can do 100%. So, okay, there might be some mistakes in service, no problem. But that servant advances in consciousness. He becomes happy when we give them space and responsibilities. And they grow, they become more obliged to you, you see. So it's good for both the parties. And we expect that with time, even the faults in that service, that will get corrected. That if it's just some fault, we will train them, we will tell them, and he will learn. So that's the idea. People don't hand over the services because they think service is more important than servant. That's one other thing I want to tell you, but it's completely the reverse. Servant is more important than service. So when you are leading people and managing the whole scenario, people are more important than what they're doing. Because if there's no people, then who will do? Then you're supposed to do everything or what? It's not even a practical solution not to hand over. But that happens 99.99%. People just keep on holding. He will cheer, will create mess. What will happen? I have to do everything. It's actually crap. It's a nonsense philosophy. That's there.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this in-depth, detailed explanation. It's really helping practically in understanding so many things in the right way. Thank you for your association.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I'm so sorry. I apologize for the message not reaching you, Prabhuji, and we had to pull you out of the meeting and... I mean, you gave an instantaneous class right from your heart and so many things to learn, Prabhuji. I mean, we understand that this is how a Vaishnava thinks. So at any point of time when he speaks, that's what comes out. So very grateful, Prabhuji. I apologize to all the devotees also for the delay. Sorry, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupati Ji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. Very straightforward, forward. Everything got clear, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful.
Dandavat Pranam, Anshakastru.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you.